T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we are in our fourth and final hour of Sports Talk on WWL, AMFMN.com, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick, Mark Menard back at Master Control. Nick Uptown has been patiently waiting for 2 hours. Nick, you're on WWL. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I just have a few things to say. As far as Drew Brees, I'm kind of sorry he apologized, because nobody should have to apologize for what they think. Because the day somebody can shut you down for what you think, tomorrow somebody will shut down them. And then second, when you're talking about tweeting, the NFL, now this can easily be fact-checked. According to Reuters Financials, Bloomberg Financials, 77% of your NBA players, 72% of your NFL players are broke within 5 years. Probably the majority of them couldn't even pass a basic GED test. So why does anybody give a crap with Malcolm?
Hey, I'm not going to let you look. In all fairness, I'm not going to let you just subjectively say about somebody's intelligence. I'm not going to do that. But go ahead.
You can say they made bad investments. You can say they made bad investments.
I'm not going to let you talk about their perceived, their intelligence.
Because they have the same, not only African-American professional athletes, but also white Caucasian professional athletes that you think, they should have it made, but they didn't necessarily make wise financial decisions, whatever it might be, dealing with family members, or they were taken advantage of. So, so you have to look at that. You can't just say African American players. The only thing about
I didn't say African American players. You said African American players. I'm just giving you the percentage. So why, when they tweet, everybody looks at that like it's gospel? I didn't say anything about African-American players.
Well, it's because in the public eye, and we view them as I don't make the rules. We just look up the athletes simply because what they could do on the court or the football field, whatever it might be.
I don't make the rules. What does that have to do with facts?
No, I'm just telling you how the public will look up to those individuals.
Try and convict. They don't want to give me the policeman due process.
That's a fair point.
That's a fair point.
Everyone is awarded due process in this country, or it should be that way.
Not if people keep suppressing free speech or telling Drew Brees,
What about in history the African Americans that were lynched and never had due process? What about that?
I tell you what, you had a guy before talking about the Orientals, but it was obvious he don't know history, who built the railroads for $2 a week in California after 1865, or that the Vietnamese came here in 1977. Now, this was when all factory jobs started to leave the United States by 1980. The Vietnamese came over here, the Catholic Charities brought them in, okay? Took minimum wage jobs, people made fun of them, And guess who owns 90% of their houses right now?
Yeah, what they would do, they would pool their resources, and they
That's
took
correct.
Advantage of the opportunity in a capitalistic society.
So you
got to appreciate that work ethic.
I don't care about people that always whining. They always whining. Nobody cares about them. You got 330 million people in the United States. How many people were in the protests? The average guy is just trying to put food on his table. They're not listening to somebody tweet that can't pass a GED test.
Well, listen, you're entitled to your opinion, and that's why I think that that's why you got to watch what you say in this day and age. Listen, I don't necessarily agree with political correctness when that comes about. And the thing is why Drew Brees, and I think yourself, and I think we all need to get as far as it on our behalf, we all need to be more sympathetic or empathetic. Can you put yourself in other person's shoes? And I think a lot of times we don't want to do that because you might be busting your butt to make a living, saying nobody gave me anything, but then you have to look at everyone's circumstance, and it is different. All I know is I'm just glad I'm in the United States and I'm not in China and those type of countries where really they kind of tell you what you have to do and you don't have those opportunities.
Bobby, I want to go back to Drew Brees for a minute and, what he said yesterday and then the apology today. Whether you think he did something wrong or not, the reality of it is that we've all put our foot in our mouth at some point. We all have. And I think you would agree
yes.
with that, Bobby. You've said things that you'd like to have back. I've said things on this very radio station, on this show, that I'd like to have back. I'll admit that. What my point is that I'm trying to drive at those that are unforgiving of Drew Brees' apology and won't accept it, because even those, the ones that won't accept it, have at some point I would be willing to bet a lot of money on have said something that they regret, whether it's insensitive, mean-spirited, or what have you. We've all been there. We've all said something that was insensitive maybe at the
right.
time. And,
Christian, the only thing with that, you know what, there's a lot of responsibility when you're in the public eye. Much is given, much is required.
But even they are human, okay? Drew Brees is not perfect. That's been proven.
Right.
Just like Mike Thomas isn't perfect, just like LeBron James isn't perfect, just like, name them. There's no perfect human. So I guess my entire point is that those that don't accept his apology, I understand the hurt that it might have caused you, okay? But I also would like to say that
you probably at one point in your life said something that
upset somebody and was insensitive as well.
Well, you have to be educated to even have a chance. And what I mean by that, it doesn't matter just because you're a public figure that you know it all. You try and broaden your horizons and to be enlightened. I mean, for instance, look at LeBron James. How many people might look up to him or not look up to him, whatever. Just look at the protests originally, not even this year. Going back to last summer, he didn't even know what he was talking about with Hong Kong and China. How all of a sudden he's going to back up the communist regime over Hong Kong? Come on.
Amen.
Because he doesn't know, because you don't know. Listen, people got to be educated. That's why it's all about education going forward. And I say justice. Listen, it's supposed to be a blind eye. It's supposed to be what's right is right, is wrong is wrong. And that's what we're all striving for. And so hopefully that we can get to that point.
Bobby, I don't need to comment any further. That was well said. All right. Thanks for the phone call. We'll step away and come back and try to catch up with Tim Floyd during the break. Also, Rick Jones, Tulane head baseball coach from 1994 to 2014, part of the class of 2020 inductees into the All-State Sugar Bowl, Greater New Orleans Sports Hall of Fame. He's coming up at 7:35. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, phone lines are open, as well as the text line at 504-260-1870. Mark back at Master Control. Who's been holding the longest right now? Brent on the West Bank. What's going on, Brent? You're on WWL.
Well, I've been able to do 4 batches of laundry. Got them folded. Took the pot of spaghetti. Cut my grass. So, appreciate it.
Thanks for your patience, man. I'm sorry.
I'm really not patient, but I am pretty passionate about my feelings towards the response of Malcolm Jenkins from yesterday, that spending time on the phone to get it off my chest was well worth it. Very disappointed. I've always respected Malcolm Jenkins, for what he stood for him as a player. I love his bow ties. I actually learned how to tie my own bow tie based on his videos. But listening to him last night, hang Drew Brees out to dry without, I guess, speaking to him, and to
not to cut you off, but I think a lot of times you might say, well, you want to make a public statement. How about picking up the phone and just talking to him one-on-one?
Well, that's what I thought, because I was shocked when I got in, because you know I got two sons and they're big Saints fans, and you know they're telling me, and I thought it was going to be something not too bad. Like I thought Malcolm Jenkins was just going to say, you know, he's off base, he doesn't understand the facts. But then my son played the video for me, and him saying I considered Drew a friend, which would mean that he did, but maybe he doesn't anymore. And then to say, shut the F up, was where I kind of lost it.
I'm with you there.
Well, Malcolm Jenkins.
And here's why. Because if that was said to him, he wouldn't like that.
No, absolutely
right.
Not. He spent four years being the face of the social injustice movement. And to tell somebody who had their opinion, okay, and I want to talk about that in a second, but had their opinion, and to tell them to shut up and really to say shut the F up, is really shutting down all conversation, okay?
Amen. You have to have free speech. You have to have free speech and be able to voice your opinion. You might disagree with it. Then you have a conversation. But you can't shut people up. That's what's great about America.
Really,
you look at China. China can shut people up, but you shouldn't be able to shut anybody up in America.
Look, I was really disappointed. I'm still waiting on his apology. I've heard DeMario Davis come out and say Drew Brees is a true leader, and this is an example of it. The guy I really admire is Marcus Davenport. This is a young kid who had the wherewithal and the forethought to think this through and to not make a statement that was going to be divisive even further. And I will forever be a fan of Marcus Davenport because of the way he handled
it. Well, to be fair, you want me to tell you why? Because Malcolm Jenkins has gotten paid. Michael Thomas has gotten paid. Marcus Davenport is still trying to establish himself. It's always from a financial perspective. People might add, this is harsh. People don't want to hear this, but it's still about your money. I'm telling you. So that's why, listen, who's really a rookie out there trying to establish himself in the National Football League, a professional player, truly being vocal in the forefront in social justice? You don't see too many of those guys. You see the players who are established. And they can all of a sudden get blackballed, but look at the security they have financially versus a guy like Marcus Davenport who's trying to establish himself. That's just the truth.
Well, I understand that too, but I'm also going to give him the benefit of the doubt and think and believe that he did it because he's a good Christian man who stood for what's right and was willing to say it. So yeah, I'm sure there's some financial stuff there that goes along with it. But I'm very disappointed in Malcolm Jenkins. I'm waiting to hear his apology. I thought it was a tremendous opportunity for him to come along with Drew Brees, who is, whether Malcolm Jenkins wants to believe it or not, Drew Brees is the face of the franchise. And if you want somebody to come along with your coalition to eradicate social injustice, that's the guy to do it with. Drew Brees' character speaks for itself. You know, when I hear people say, was his apology sincere? Well, that's not for any of us to judge. That's for the man upstairs to judge.
Right on.
And
right on.
And based on his character and based on his history, what do we have to judge him by? So, look, Malcolm Jenkins really lost. And, look, I hope that this brings them together. I would love to see him apologize also. I don't think Drew should have apologized. But, look, that's the man he is. The reason I wouldn't have apologized, or I don't think he should have apologized, was because he was really saying, look, the flag is a representation of my two grandfathers, and it's my way of showing them the respect that I believe that they deserve.
But then you have to have a broader perspective and look at the narrative. That whether you hate Colin Kaepernick or whatever, it was about police brutality. It was nothing to do with the American flag or the national anthem.
Okay, but are you saying that he should kneel also?
No, I'm not saying, but if he wants to kneel, then you kneel. That's your right as an American citizen. I'm going to stand at attention and put my hand over my heart because that's what I want to do. But then you have to be
sensitive. But I don't think,
because
Bobby,
if you look at Colin Kaepernick,
I don't think in the interview, Bobby said, I mean, Drew said that nobody should be able to. He just said he didn't agree with it.
No,
so here's a big part of this that's not being mentioned yet is that you're not protected by your civil rights at work, your right to protest. You're not. And you're at work at that point. That's where some would argue is that you're not protected on your constitutional rights at work to protest. You're just not.
But when you look at back in 2016, Colin Kaepernick first remained he sat down. It was a preseason game. And then it caught everyone's attention because you can, whatever you do, if you're in the public eye, someone's going to pay attention or latch onto it. But at first, remember, he was sitting down for the anthem when he began the protest against police brutality and all. It was a preseason of that year in 2016. But then he talked to, Nate Boyer, a retired Army Green Beret who played for the Seahawks in the 2015 preseason. And he said, I think it'd be better that if you would kneel down instead of sitting down. Now, I would say this as fans. Would you have had a problem more if Colin Kaepernick or any player was sitting down versus they were kneeling down? I just look at that's their right. Now, you don't have to do that, but you still have to respect that. And look at what's the narrative. It's about police brutality. It's not disrespecting the country or the flag.
You asking me that, Bobby?
No, I'm just making that statement. I wanted to comment on that. I mean, break it down.
No, I didn't hang up.
Go ahead.
No, I don't care what they do, okay? The problem I have is that when Drew said, I look at the flag as a representation of what my grandfathers fought for, and I don't believe that disrespecting the flag by sitting down or kneeling down is appropriate for me. And for him to have to, you know, crawfish that back and take that back.
Right.
What next? Like what next belief does he have to have that somebody's going to say, well, wait a minute, we don't agree with that belief either, that he has to change his mind on. Now I want to end with this. Okay. Cause this has been stuck in my claw for 2 days now. You know, yesterday I heard Bobby say, and look, Bobby, look, you were my favorite quarterback of the Saints until Drew Brees got here. So you were as tough as nails, and I've told my sons, listen, this guy could play, okay? So my point is yesterday I heard you make a comment about how things are going on in our country, and it starts with leadership. Well, we've been having these issues under other leadership in the White House also, okay?
Without a doubt.
Guy early.
No, this has been something – Democrat or Republican president.
This is
the judicial system.
All right, but hang on. I understand. Hang on. Let me just finish, and then you can comment. I'll listen. I promise.
Okay.
Okay. the guy who is going to be representing the Democratic Party in the election is a guy who has put forward legislation for the 40 years that he's been in office in some sort, part of it being the vice president. He put forth legislation that is part of the reason that we have mass incarceration today. So it's kind of contradictory that we would say, wait a minute, this is the guy that's going to be able to lead us, when he's the guy who's actually put forth legislation that has caused part of the problem.
He's part of the process. He's part of the process where the Democrat or Republican that listen, things have to change. And you cannot say that Joe Biden can get it right, Donald Trump's going to get it right. Now, going forward, you have to have the right leadership, and hopefully someone would be enlightened. But to say that Joe Biden has all the answers, no, he doesn't have all the answers. But the one thing that you want your leader to be the smartest individual in the room, in theory. Now, that's not always so reality. If you're not the smartest one in the room, then you want people around you who are the smartest in the room. Now, with that being said, when you think about the confrontations, what's going to come about, you still have to be a president or a leader for the entire country and not just a certain group. You cannot polarize yourself and just be focused on a particular group. You are the president of the United States of America, whether it's Joe Biden, Donald Trump, whoever it might be, Obama, and not be isolated. And that's the thing. The one thing, whether you're on the right or the left, Democrat or Republican, you cannot be an extremist. You cannot be too far to the right. You can't be to the left, because this is a melting pot. You have to look at the country and where we're at and how you can be the right leader for all and not for a few individuals.
Thanks for the phone call. It was very passionate, delivered. We get it. All right, we'll step away and come back and more of your calls next. Also going to have former Tulane head baseball coach Rick Jones next here on WWL. Sports Talk, Drew Brees has written an apology on his Instagram page. He's also issued now a video of his apology. So with that, we'll go ahead and play that. Go ahead.
I know there's not much that I can say that would make things any better right now, but I just want you to see in my eyes how sorry I am for the comments that I made yesterday. I know that it hurt many people, especially friends, teammates, former teammates, loved ones, people that I care and respect deeply. That was never my intention. I wish I would have laid out what was on my heart in regards to the George Floyd murder, Ahmaud Arbery, the years and years of social injustice, police brutality, and the need for so much reform and change in regards to legislation and so many other things to bring equality to our Black communities. I am sorry, and I will do better, and I will be part of the solution, and I am your ally. And I know no words will do that justice.
That was it?
I know there's not much that I can say that would make things any better right now, but I just want you to see in my eyes how sorry I am for the comments that I made yesterday. I know that it hurt many people, especially friends, teammates, former teammates, loved ones, people that I care and respect deeply. That was never my intention. I wish I would have laid out what was on my heart in regards to the George Floyd murder, Ahmaud Arbery, the years and years of social injustice, police brutality, and the need for so much reform and change in regards to legislation and so many other things to bring equality to our Black communities. I am sorry, and I will do better, and I will be part of the solution, and I am your ally. And I know no words will do that justice. That's going to have to be.
All right, Saints quarterback Drew Brees issuing an apology verbally and also written on his Instagram page. And Bobby, for what it's worth, I think some people wanted to see his emotions, you know, physically,
right,
through this. Some didn't accept the written apology, which I guess I can kind of understand. But again, I was raised to not ever doubt somebody's sincerity in an apology. So
well, now you have the video. So what more does Drew Brees has to do? Now his actions are going to do the talking. But listen, you have to accept the apology or you don't accept it. Drew Brees don't need to apologize every day. He apologized. He's sincere. You've seen his statement. You've seen the video. Now you move forward. And he's going to be part of, he said, I'm going to be part of the solution to get things done. So with someone, if they say I still don't accept it, then
they'll never be satisfied.
Yeah, they'll never be satisfied, exactly. So it's not like he needs to apologize on Friday. He needs to apologize Saturday, Sunday, Monday. No, he's sincere in what he's saying. You might say, oh, well, you know, when you release a statement, you have people around you, PR people, and they can enable you to say the right thing. But now you have a video, and I think it's truly coming from the heart.
Look, does he have PR people? Sure. And you know what? A man of that stature should, right? That's the way it has to be.
Right.
But I think to doubt his sincerity based on the fact that he does have a PR professional – is unfair to Drew. It's unfair to assume that he's not sincere because he's got somebody that looks out for his public relations interest. Who, by the way, they won't acknowledge or won't say his PR staff is the one that's going, hey, Drew, you missed the mark. Here's how you can hope to fix it.
Right.
And that's part of their job. Right, because Bobby, well, you've been of fame. You know what that pressure is like, and you can't always get it right.
You can't always get it right
as an individual.
Yeah, you have to measure your words. But Drew Brees going forward, he said, "I want to be a part of the solution." And do you doubt Drew Brees what he's done ever since he's been here when he came to town, the 2006 post Katrina and everything? Look,
I'd be willing to bet a lot of money, Bobby, that he's going to be a part of the solution. Because every time he's pledged anything, he's followed up with either money, time, or both, or words.
Without a doubt. I couldn't say it better. With his time and his money from a financial standpoint, he walks the talk. And so for someone to not accept his apology, then they probably never will after, okay, I want to see his face and how sincere he is, you know. So from that perspective, that you just go forward and just do the right thing, and the sun's going to rise tomorrow morning, and you try to do the right thing going forward, and hopefully you have social justice and be a part of that.
The full story is online for you at WWL.com, and Drew Brees issuing a verbal apology on his Instagram page. Also, the written story is online for you as well on our website. And I just hope that – it's enough for everybody. I hope it's enough to where you can go, all right, hey, he said something that he regrets, and now he ultimately has tried to make amends for that, and I hope that's accepted. Because if that's not, then, Bobby, I think you would agree with this too. If that's not, then that's a distraction to the true cause of what they're trying to get done, what we're trying to get done. And understand the plight.
And Drew Brees does not want to be a distraction. He wants to be part of the solution. And for everyone that's high on their horse or pious and say that they might have misspoke or done the wrong thing, come on, let he cast the first stone who has never sinned. I mean, now as Christians, like a number of people are in America. That's coming from Jesus, that, you know, it's all about forgiveness. And obviously, you know, you ever heard about the term when Jesus, you know, saying to repent and turn away from your ways and do the right thing going forward? Yeah, we all judge by that. You know, if you believe that we're going to be judged one day. So I think you're still going to be analyzed and everything broken down by your actions in the future. And I think, sincerely, it will not disrupt the locker room. I think the team will come together. It will not affect the upcoming season. I'm just talking about internally from a sports perspective with the football team. So for someone, listen, you got haters out there. You're always going to have haters. So that's something you just have to try and do the right thing and be the best individual you could be. And that's all you could do. You can't please 100%. You know, a lot of times you want everybody to like you or to be acceptable and all that. But sometimes you have people, whether they might not want to admit it, it could be part of jealousy. That always comes into play. It could be like, well, you don't understand my situation. Well, I'm trying to understand your situation going forward and being part of the solution. So you just have to be open-minded and embrace that.
If Jesus can forgive Judas, then I think we can forgive Drew Brees. We'll wrap
yes,
up.
Yes, I mean, come on. And this is, I truly believe, listen, you have freedom of worship and religion in this country, but I think we are a Christian nation. And so you just have to check your own heart and see where you're at as an individual going forward.
We'll wrap up Sports Talk next here on WWL. All right, wrapping up Sports Talk here on WWL. I want to thank Mark Menard back at Master Control for all his efforts. Stephen Geller for helping us put together the program. And our executive producer and program director, Diane Newman. And also those that participated on the text line and on the phone lines. We certainly understand this is a very, very sensitive topic. And we appreciate your ability to call in and express your opinion either way on either side of this thing. And I just hope that we'll be able to get through this. I think we will. And I'm like Bobby. I have reason for hope that we're going to be able to effectively establish some sort of change here going forward.
You know, Christian, I think there's hope because I look at the youth of America and the future generations. We all have grandkids. We have kids, and the bottom line, you want justice for all. You just want the right thing. Now, it's never going to be perfect. You're never going to live in a utopia, but all I know is it's a great country, and I'm so glad that I'm in America compared to other places in the world, and so we got to keep it in perspective. Yeah, it can be better, and we got to work for solutions to go forward, and that's all we could do. And, you know, you got some people you're never going to change their mind, but you still have to educate them. It's all about education in the future, and hopefully that will be accomplished.
Bobby, I'm with you there. It's been an interesting 48 hours in a lot of ways. And I think we'll see where this goes after this. I hope that while as much we're energized about what Drew originally said, are also as willing to understand and accept that he acknowledged that his remarks were insensitive and off the mark and are willing to accept that. I hope that. All right, I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out. Bobby, do your thing, man.
All right, bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.